Elissa Walker Campbell. Weekends always start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you made it a point to join us tonight. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And as a reminder, you know, we make it so easy. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. We're going to kick things off tonight with some college football coverage. The countdown is on. It's less than 1 week away. And in our first segment, hey, we're going to talk a little bit about the Pac-12 conference, some previews, some predictions. But up first, we're going to dive into one of the biggest storylines in college football, and that is USC head coach Steve Sarkisian. Bad boy behavior for his actions last Saturday night at the Salute to Troy gathering. Trojan trouble. Time now to welcome in on our Progressive Insurance celebrity guest line. That is Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports New Mexico. He's a proud alum of USC. So Stevie Wonder, what was your reaction to USC's head coach's bad boy behavior?
It would be nice if USC could have an event after which someone didn't get in trouble. Last year, it was at this very event. It was just a few hours after this event last year that Josh Shaw, you may remember him, defensive back from USC, supposedly jumped out of a third-story window to presumably save his drowning cousin. Well, there was no cousin. There was no drowning. There was no pool. In fact, Josh Shaw jumped out of a third-story window to avoid police interaction from a possible argument and a fight he got into with his girlfriend that night. So 1 year removed from that incident, then you have the Steve Sarkisian meltdown. I think what does more damage here is that it does show, once again, I don't think USC's really learned their lesson. It took them forever to get rid of Lane Kiffin. You could say they didn't learn their lesson from the Pete Carroll demise. I still question a lot of those decisions that are being made. I understand Pat Hayden has put a new spin on things. I understand there's a new look there. I also understand that things haven't changed. And that's a shame when you hand over the keys of a Mercedes to the kid, you know, who was part of the reason why the Mercedes broke down the first time. This is what you get. And I don't think that there's the talk of Sarkisian being fired. I don't think the talk of him being suspended is outrageous. I think someone really needed to put a foot down on Steve Sarkisian. Then he goes and admits that he mixed alcohol with meds, and I'm a little bothered by that. This is the head coach of one of the most prestigious college football programs in the country. He has an obligation, you know, to be different, than to be better than his kids and to teach his kids, and he failed at that.
You know, as a head coach, I mean, he should be, as you're saying, Steve, I mean, he should be held to a higher standard. To be honest, I mean, he flat out embarrassed himself. He embarrassed the university. So in my mind, I mean, the question that comes to my mind is he still fit to be the coach of USC?
If you'd have asked me that 2 days ago, I was very emphatic. I said he should have been removed. He should have been taken off the job or at least suspended for a significant amount of time. We know this. Wins cure everything. Now, we're going to know if Steve Sarkisian is the man for the job. We're going to know that if they beat Stanford, if they beat Oregon, if they beat Notre Dame, if they beat UCLA, they win the Pac-12 South. Then we can revisit the legend of Steve Sarkisian. But if they lose these games, then no, he doesn't belong there. And you have to go outside the family. You know, they stayed with the family with Ed Orgeron. They stayed with the family with Lane Kiffin. They stayed with the family with Steve Sarkisian. How about this? The family needs to be broken up. And maybe you go outside the box. Maybe you find someone who is going to put a hammer down, not only on themselves, but also on the players there, and also change the fundamentals, change the dynamics of the situation. Because clearly, this is still part of Pete Carroll's regime. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to keep harping back on the Pete Carroll thing, but the stain that he left on that university is still there. And I still think it exists, even though they're off the sanctions, even though they're getting their numbers back, and even though, you know, that they're no longer, you know, they're bowl eligible again. Yay. They're getting their players back. The stain is still there, and it's still very prevalent, and you need to change that fundamental dynamic.
Fox Sports New Mexico, Steve Bortstein joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at @eradiosports. You can always email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And before we get too far into our interview, Steve, we always love when you come on our program. Reach out and connect with our audience. And how can they get a hold of you and dial you in too?
You can find our radio show, my show. I do two shows, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on FoxSports1340.com. Just download the iHeartRadio device. I know it's not the same as the YSR mobile device, but we'll compete for a moment. Download the iHeartRadio app. You can take us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on iHeartRadio at FoxSports1340.com. I do a show called First Sports, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on weekdays. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we do a horse racing show, the nationally syndicated horse racing show, live from our Fox Sports 1340 studios, and that's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and that is also on our website at foxsports1340.com. Plus, you can also follow me on Twitter at fox1340am.
Okay, so we're talking about USC, their head coach, his drunk, his obnoxious behavior. I mean, what do you believe that should have happened? I mean, I'm thinking at least suspended for two games.
I think he should have been fired. I'm sorry, I do. I think he should have been fired, and I think you bring in an interim coach. I think you right the ship by having someone in there who is going to right the ship. I think that's, for lack of a better term here.
But Stephen, that's crazy. I mean, expectations are so high this year for USC. I mean, I know
Yes, they are. And whose fault is it that now we're talking about other things besides the expectations? It's Steve Sarkisian's fault.
Right.
It's not Pat Hayden's fault. It's not the kid's fault. It's that one person. And so if we're supposed to be the higher standard, if USC is totally revamped, if this is not the same university that brought us the Reggie Bush scandal, if this is not the same university that brought us Pete Carroll bailing out when he knew full well what was going to happen, then you change that dynamic and you change everything about this. You still got Cody Kessler. You still got Sua Cravens. You've got a fantastic offense and a defense that is getting better and better every day. And you make that fundamental change. And you show everyone we're not kidding around now. We're coming at everybody now. You serve notice to the Pac-12 conference. We're coming after you. We've been sitting on our butts for 5 years. I didn't decide to use that proper word for you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
But we've waited 5 years to get back to this position. We are not messing around.
Steve Bortzen, you're a true gentleman, no doubt about that. Glad you're with us.
I tried. Yeah. I was considering you right there when I started that line.
Okay, so obviously, though, this is a lesson in humility. And with this adversity, this added pressure, I suppose, you know, perhaps this could be a good thing for the USC Trojans. I mean, doesn't adversity, it brings us closer together?
I hate to make the comparison, but you're right. You can make a comparison about how a community builds around one another through the hardest of times. Look what happened to Penn State when, you know, the whole stand-up scandal.
True.
University, the football team rallied around each other. That was a university football program that everyone left for dead. Instead, they put together a season to remember. Obviously, it was a horrible time, but they still managed to buckle around each other. I think this does make the players stronger. I think it makes the team stronger. Again, they're going to have numbers now. They're not going to have 65 men like they had on the field at the Holiday Bowl. They're going to have 75. They're going to have 80. They're closer to 85 now than they have been in years. And I think having that dynamic, Sarkisian is good at one thing that is truly very special and important. He's an amazing recruiter. It shouldn't be that hard to recruit for the University of Southern California. That shouldn't be difficult. And I think I still think USC did a disservice to Ed Orgeron. I think he did a disservice to himself the way he left. But I think that should have been fixed. I think they go back to the years when they got rid of Norm Chow. I think that was a mistake. You know, and there's so many things that USC did wrong. The fact that they did as well as they did through all that tumult, you just wonder how well they would do if they went through an off season without any negative headlines.
Right.
How good would they be going into this season? Because honestly, they're the best team in the Pac-12 South by far. They should be better than everyone else in the Pac-12 South this season. But you have now this lingering thing that's possibly going to be a stain on this season.
The college football conversation will continue with Steve Bortzen from Fox Sports New Mexico. We will be right back after this quick timeout.